This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined again, he went and had a little show to go to last week, so we didn't get to hear from him last week, but he is back in the saddle, joining us again to give us the latest from the TruthAboutGuns.com's Editor-in-Chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, good to be back with you.
How was the show? What is OSG? What is that exactly? I don't even know what that is.
Well, I wasn't with OSG. I was in Wyoming with the good folks from Bushnell and RCBS, part of the Vista Group.
Okay.
Looking at some new glass, some new scopes, some new reloading equipment, shooting some rifles at things very, very far away, and having a generally good time. Beautiful area of the country, beautiful, cool wildlife up there.
Wait, do you ever go back to the hotel and sit around and go, somebody's paying me to do this?
No. That is one of the, definitely one of the benefits of the job. You know, I got to see, I saw moose, I saw bald eagle, I saw pronghorn, I saw antelope. It was just, it's beautiful up there.
Anyway, let's talk about the latest from the truthaboutguns.com. Everything we're about to talk about is stripped straight from the front page, which means we cover about a fifth of what they may do during the week. So, you know, if you like what we do here, you got to go to the website. Just because you live in a state where they have constitutional carry does not mean, it's never meant, as far as I'm concerned, that you should not have a concealed carry permit. Explain why.
Well, there are lots of good reasons, but we highlight three of them. Really, the first one is reciprocity. If you're somebody who travels at all, or let's say you live on the border of your state, let's say you live in Kansas City and you drive over into Kansas a lot, or you travel with your gun, any amount at all, it's a good idea to have your concealed carry permit, because unless, without that, there's no chance that the state that you're going to go into, any other state, is going to recognize your right to carry a firearm concealed. So that's one big reason. Another is, I think roughly 20 or 25 states let you pass up the background check requirement, the NICS background check, when you buy a firearm, if you have a concealed carry permit. That's because they put you through all those checks in order to get your permit. And it's nice not to have to go through that every time, especially now, because the NICS, you know, the NICS system is frequently overwhelmed with the volume of people buying guns these days.
One thing I've noticed is that I go to two gun shops that have computerized. They do this in my state. You don't have to go through the background check. But if you go through somewhere where they've got a computerized 4473 that you have to fill out, it's still not like it is if you're filling it out by pen and ink, where you just fill it out, hand in your card to, you know, pay whatever you got to pay, and you walk out the door. There's still a lull with the computerized part of the system. Don't know what it is.
Correct. Now, you'll still have to fill out that 4473, either electronic or paper, but they won't have to call it in and get the okay from the FBI in, right, in those states. And that's a, number one, it's a time saver. Like I said, especially these days, the NIC system is frequently overwhelmed. Sometimes you have to wait hours. Sometimes you have to come back the next day, you know, before the gun store can get a, the, approval from the, the FBI. And then there's the fact that if, you know, heaven forbid, you should have to use your firearm to defend yourself, there is the reality that prosecutors and a jury will look at you differently if you are a licensed concealed carrier, that rather than somebody who's not. And that, that shouldn't be the case, but it is. And so that, if you've got, if you run into a prosecutor who is, trying to make an example of you, or just gun owners in general, you can say, hey, look, this is some guy, he doesn't even have, he was carrying a gun, he didn't even have a license, he didn't have any training, he didn't go through the eight hour class required in this state to get it, so he, you know, while it was legal, he never really should have been carrying that gun. You know, that's a garbage argument, but could that persuade a jury? Who knows? If you have that license, if you can say, if your attorney can say, look, this is a licensed firearm, concealed carrier, he went through the process, he got his license, he got his permit, he went through the whole rigmarole that the state requires, that's one more thing in your favor. And again, that shouldn't be the case, but, you know, and also if you have an interaction with a police officer, stops you, and you hand them your concealed carry permit, and say, officer, you know, here's my permit, I'm carrying a firearm, especially in a state where you're required to inform a cop. That's not the case in every state. Know your laws where you are. But in states where you are, it's another plus. Tends to put them at rest. Tends to let them know that you're most likely a law-abiding citizen.
Do you know of any cases where they've actually gotten out there and said, well, if you had a permit, we'd be looking at you a little more favorably than you don't, even though we have constitutional carry?
Top of my head, but I've talked to attorneys who say, it can be used that way.
Yeah.
You know, it just depends on the state where you are, the county where you are, and the prosecutor you run into. And if it's just one other variable to have in your favor, so why not have it? And there are plenty of reasons to have one, so why not do it? And, you know, Texas will be a constitutional carry state as of September 1st. I live in Texas. I'm not going to let my license expire. I'm going to keep mine. I travel with my gun occasionally.
Yep.
It just makes life a whole lot easier.
So, like, are we going to have some, like, parties in Houston?
Oh, for the NRA?
Yeah.
I'd be happy to. Let me know, and I'm sure we can get something scheduled.
All right. Anyway, I'm anticipating. I'm going to go to that one. And, you know, I'm going to drive to that one. I'm going to use my new private plane built by Ford.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah. Anyway. The stuff that we're talking about right here, the stuff that we always talk about to pull, unless, of course, Dan and I get into these little conversations, which should probably be on some major news network somewhere, but they're not. All of this ripped from the page, the front page of the truthaboutguns.com, one of the most prolific aggregators in the gun culture that has anything to do with anything new and real. And it covers the entirety of the gamut, which, you know, most of the time it's either too much politics or too much gear review or too much of this or too much of that, too much instruction, too much training. And, at the truthaboutguns.com, all of that is not the case. It is a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's sort of like it's like the Encyclopedia Britannica, isn't it?
I'm not sure we're that comprehensive, but we try to be.
Very good. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And do you ever look at some of these newspapers like the Washington Post, for example? I mean, you're out there, when you're putting something out there, I can only imagine the ringing you give out each story to try to fact-check everything that's going on with it to make sure that you have dotted your I's and crossed your T's. Wouldn't it be nice if the Washington Post actually, I mean, if they want to put something out like they put out about Mr. Chipman, or as I call him, Darren, if they want to put that out about them, wouldn't they at least, shouldn't they be getting out there and just going, well, this is all opinion?
Well, this is, in fact, opinion. This was an editorial they ran. They just think that he is the bee's knees when it comes to...
Bee's knees.
When it comes to candidates running the National Firearms Regulatory Agency, he's just the perfect candidate, you know, having spent 25 years there, I think, and then making millions of dollars as a paid flack for two gun control operations. Who could ask for especially, you know, running a major American newspaper, who could possibly ask for a better candidate?
I guess. But, I mean, but here's the thing. Are we just going to sit back? Because what they're basically saying is that the next time you guys are in power, it's perfectly okay if you install your partisan in place. Isn't that what they're doing? They may not realize it.
Well, you know, of course, that might be the case. They might say that. Fortunately, they don't actually do that because, as we all know, if the tables were turned and if this were, say, President Trump and he nominated, Wayne LaPierre to run the ATF, what do you think the reaction would be?
I think you'd get a bigger, a worse response out of gun owners.
Yeah, you'd feel it on the Richter scale. We have tsunamis hitting both coasts from the outrage and the amount of ink that would be dropped in the idea of having a pro-Second Amendment advocate running the ATF, the nation's firearm regulatory agency. Here what we have is the polar opposite, and it's just as unthinkable to gun owners. The difference is the Second Amendment protects our rights to own and carry firearms. This man is an avowed opponent of that right. And the idea of Joe Biden or whoever it is who's really running things in the White House poking a finger directly in the eye of every American gun owner by nominating this specimen to run the ATF is just it's pretty nauseating. Now, of course, the editorial board of the Washington Post is stamping their little feet and screaming at the air and blaming gun owners for the problems that he's running into. They can think it's all due to crazy conspiracy theories, cockamamie conspiracy theories, and say that we're all just a bunch of gun-crazed wackos that are opposing this eminently qualified man from running the firearms regulator. In fact, it's his own policies and potentially his own personnel record that's keeping him from getting the votes he needs. He's actually too extreme for a number of the Democrats on the committee, and now it appears that some of these allegations of allegedly racist comments and complaints that ensued from that may be true. Oops.
So then what? And this is the thing that always, you know, with the, I mean, how long can they leave him out there to be considered?
Well, not a whole lot longer. The Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee demanded a second confirmation hearing in light of these new allegations, that came up first about a month ago, and then were confirmed by Stephen Gutowski, who spoke to a few ATF agents who said, yes, we did hear he made those comments, and a couple of EEOC complaints were filed against him as a result. And then just this afternoon, Dick Durbin, who's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, said, no way in hell am I going to allow that to happen again. And he tried to smear Gutowski as a pro-gun outlet with an agenda. This is the same guy who demanded that President Trump pull back Kavanaugh's nomination when a bunch of baseless allegations were made against him. The allegations against Chipman seem to have a whole lot more there.
With Kavanaugh, they had somebody accusing him of raping somebody, and they're like, so when did this happen? I don't remember. Where? I don't remember.
I know.
Night or day? Don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. There was
it in a room? I don't remember.
Yeah.
How do you know it was exactly Kavanaugh? It was him. I remember. So, you know.
Yeah, with Chipman, I mean, if this happened, it'll be in his personnel record. It's going to be easier to confirm or refute this. Either it's there or it isn't. Gutowski said he talked to ATF agents who said, yes, this did happen. I trust that he's not making that up. But again, it's easy enough to confirm or deny, unlike people who are relying on their memories from high school 35, 40 years ago, and nobody had any evidence of anything at all. And it all turned out to be a bunch of garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to see who I want to see who the next part plan. I want to see who Plan B is. I can't imagine who that's going to be.
It won't be any better. But
maybe they'll put Gabrielle Giffords up there. She served in government, you know.
Go for it.
Hey. Anyway, this of course everything we talked about so far is top of the page. Top of the page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo maintains he never acted inappropriately in response to the state attorney general's report accusing him of sexual harassment. Cuomo releasing a video today that directed folks to his website where a detailed response to the allegations has been posted. That all being said, Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer still believes Cuomo should resign.
We continue to believe that the governor should resign.
There are still no plans for the federal government to establish vaccine passports. So says White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
What we see as our objective is to continue to make the vaccine as accessible and available.
Psaki noting that private companies and state governments could take such steps if they choose to do so. And you're listening to USA Radio News. After backlash from both sides of the political aisle, the Biden administration is keeping a policy in place on the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Biden administration will keep a policy in place to turn away illegal migrants at the border due to the COVID pandemic. The extension of the Trump-era policy, known as Title 42, was announced by the Centers for Disease Control Monday, saying in a statement that the introduction of non-citizens, regardless of their country of origin, migrating through Canada and Mexico into the U.S. creates a serious danger of the introduction of COVID-19 into the United States. The Biden administration had previously indicated that they would end the policy over the summer. The American Civil Liberties Union also announced Monday that they would be filing a lawsuit in an attempt to force the administration to lift the policy. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Voters in the 11th and 15th District in Ohio are heading to the polls today for a special election primary to be held. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We are speaking with Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. Let's go look at this find. There was a guy here in South Carolina. He wanted to run to be sheriff of Lexington County, which is just outside of Columbia, South Carolina, the capital city. And he was the police chief of West Columbia. And they decided to consult with me on the Second Amendment part of it. What should they say? And I said out loud in a conference call with a Republican consultant in the room that the sheriff wannabe should get out there and say, we understand in my law enforcement organizations that I run, we understand that we are augmenting the Second Amendment, that we are augmenting armed citizens, that we are not the keepers of law and order. You are the keepers of law and order. We're there to enforce it should somebody break it. There was an audible gasp in the room. And you got an article by Miguel Faria talking about armed citizenry being the bulwark against all kinds of bad things. Do you ever get that? Do you ever hear people when you get out there and make that suggestion? Do they ever just gasp at it? Oh my God! You said it out loud.
You know, sometimes they think that when you say things like this, that you're some sort of crazy insurrectionist, or you're planning, you know, you're a tinfoil hat type who thinks the government's going to fit in the black helicopters and all that, and that's not what we are. Dr. Kafari's article here is kind of a mom and apple pie thing, but it can't be repeated too often. All you have to do is look around the world. It's interesting to see what the current administration is trying to do now, and you know they've got an avowedly anti-gun agenda. Biden, whether he meant it or not, you know, the other day started talking about outlawing semi-automatic handguns. The guy he put up to run the ATF said AR-15 should be regulated like machine guns. They should be outlawed. There should be another ban on manufacturing for civilian purchase. These are people who want to take our guns. And at the same time, you look 90 miles south of our border and you see what's happening in a society where there are no guns. And you see people getting out in the streets anyway and demonstrating for freedom and protesting. And then the government sends out their black-clad thugs to beat them and arrest them and disappear them. And all the people can do is fight back with guns or with sticks and rocks. That will never be the case here. We have a country that has probably 500 million firearms in civilian hands. There is literally nothing the government can do to make those go away. They'd love, many of them, including the current occupant of the White House, would dearly love to make that happen.
Oh, sure.
As would his nominee for ATF director.
I want to ask you a question. Do you look at the Bundy Ranch as a good demonstration of what happens when a populist masses?
You know, that was years ago, and my memory of that is fading. But it is an interesting example, because what you had there, I'm not commenting at all on what precipitated the whole thing, because I don't, you know.
I don't even remember. It had something to do with grazing or something.
Yeah, something about grazing rights, and I don't want to get into all that, because I don't accurately remember all that. But what you had was a whole bunch of armed citizens, and you had a whole bunch of armed law enforcement types. I think there were federal marshals they sent in.
Some of them were, but most of them were BLM.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And everybody was concerned that that was going to turn into another Ruby Ridge type situation.
Well, that would have been a whole different kind of situation there. I mean, there's a little bit of an amassment there. I mean, there was, you know, some of the people that went there.
Are we talking about Ruby Ridge?
No, the Bundy Ranch.
I know some of the people that went there.
We both do.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention any names, but some very serious tactical types went there. Right. And they didn't even suit up or nothing. They just went there with stuff. But they went there to observe and only to react in the event that they were forced to react. And they were not provocative or anything else. But at the end of the day, when it was all said and done, government stood down, right?
They did. And you have to think that that had to do with the fact that they were facing not a woman standing in her cabin door with snipers pointed at her, but these were armed citizens protecting what they thought were their rights as they understood them, and they were not backing down. And it all ended ultimately peacefully. I don't think there may have been, I think one person was charged or something like that and was ultimately found innocent. I don't remember how the legal system aspect of it shook out. But, yeah, you had armed citizens and you had people in government, basically in a standoff that lasted, what, it was a couple of weeks at least, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's at least arguably what the Second Amendment was designed to do. When the government becomes overbearing and infringes on the rights of citizens, citizens have the ability to defend themselves against that type of tyranny. Now, I'm not saying that what happened there was tyranny, again, because I can't recall the entire situation, but arguably that's what happened there. And you can see what happens in other countries where the government is the only people that are armed. Like I said, Cuba is the perfect example going on as we speak right now. And as Dr. Faria pointed out, governments have killed hundreds of millions of people, of their own people, over the years, far more than ever died in wars. That happened almost exclusively in places where the populace had been disarmed. And had they not been disarmed, had they had the right to defend, or the ability to defend themselves, it would have been a different story.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the last break. You can find this article on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. Dan, I want to talk about this headline because I think you should change that. Biden's push against rogue firearm dealers isn't supported by the government's own data. Shouldn't this be government's or Biden's push against rogue firearms dealers proves the point that the ATF is completely non-effective?
There is that, yeah, which is kind of what the first part of this article points out.
Yeah.
If we have all of these allegedly rogue firearm dealers in the country, why has the ATF not already done something about it? That's their job. If we know about these rogues, these allegedly rogue firearm dealers that are basically running guns to criminals all over the country, what's the ATF doing? Are they just twiddling their thumbs? Raiding Lucy cigarette sellers around the country? What are they doing? And of course, when you ask a question like that, then the gun control industry and people in the government say, "Well, it's all because the ATF is so radically underfunded; they don't have the resources, they don't have the manpower to actually do anything about it. It's always better throwing more money at them."
Well, but I mean, okay, so right now, today, if they were to say that, isn't that sort of, you know, they got Pelosi and her big gavel in place? That's the purse strings, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure Schiff would find the money. I'm sure Schiff would find the money, or whoever's in charge of that.
Of course he would. But, of course, the fact is there aren't all these rogue dealers out there.
Oh. What? You're kidding.
Yeah. Exactly.
What?
As the Justice Department's own research has shown, and we reprint one of their graphs here in our report from a study back in 2016, a tiny fraction of state or federal prisoners, and they did a big survey on this, and they asked them where they got their guns, whether they used them in the crimes or not. Prisoners who had guns, where they got them, by far, most of them got them either through black market or they stole them. A tiny fraction of them, far less than 5% of them, got theirs from a retail source. Criminals, shockingly, don't walk into gun stores and buy their guns. That just doesn't happen. So there aren't all these so-called rogue gun dealers across the country, even though that's exactly what the Biden administration wants you to believe. And Attorney General Garland made a big announcement last week saying he's sending ATF task forces in five cities across the country to crack down on these bad apple gun dealers. It's all just a joke. It's a dog and pony show. That to get headlines in support of gun control and in support of some of the gun control bills currently in Congress that are going nowhere.
See, here's the thing, too. The way they describe it, they make it sound like these gangbangers in these urban areas, which is the majority of the gun crime that we hear talked about all the time. They're going around going, you know, I really like that Glock 7. I saw this movie. I think it was called Die Hard or something, where they had a Glock 7 and it couldn't be seen by no radar and it costs a lot of money and I want one of those Glock 7s. I have never thought of a black marketeer seeing some of the guns that I see in the hands of criminals that, because we get to see all these neat things by Vox and all these other people that do these documentaries. They'll take whatever garbage they can get their hands on, because to them it's just a disposable. It's like a toothpick to them, as far as they're concerned. It's just something to launch bullets.
Exactly.
They're not looking. They don't have a favorite gun.
They're not discriminating in what they carry. As long as it goes bang, they'll use it.
And the other thing, in this article, he says that 90% of the illegal guns found at crime scenes were sold by 5% of the gun dealers. How many guns they find? What 90%? What's the number? I want to know the number. What's the number? Because he makes it sound like they just went out to Academy Sports and, you know, bought a bunch of guns and committed a bunch of crimes with them.
Yeah, I know. And again, that same Justice Department report refutes that. It's just plainly not true. This is the same category of Joe Biden being an over-the-road truck driver. He makes this garbage up as he goes. I would chalk it up to him having, you know, eating too much ice cream again and suffering from brain freeze. I think that he's sort of immune to that. So I don't know where he pulls this stuff, but he's made up these stories about gun control and so-called statistics. Not just since he's been president, but he did it before. They did it on the campaign trail, and he did it when he's in Congress. And it, even people like CNN, the Washington Post, and PolitiFact have called him on these things, and it's just not true.
I mean, there's certain things that, I believe people are beginning to have a little bit of buyer's remorse with the old, with the forgetful one, aren't they?
Well, if you judge by the approval ratings, Gallup and Rasmussen and the others check every week, yeah, it seems to be that way. He's trending down, and vice president is trending even lower. Apparently, why she's in witness protection program these days. Nobody's seen her for a long time, and they apparently don't want her anywhere near a camera. Because she isn't going over well with the public, and neither is Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe. Yeah, Grandpa Joe, he's quite the guy. Quite the guy. And the biggest problem is that You know, I know most of the gun grabbers used to get out there and make out like we were. All of us that own guns were not criminals yet, but we were criminals in waiting. There was going to be that one seminal moment where we revealed our true selves, and this is why we had to have guns.
That's what David Chipman said during his hearing.
Right. But getting out there and focusing on the law-abiding and saying, we're fighting crime, is... That's going to get them nowhere. That's going to get them nowhere.
It gets them nowhere, and it's happening in a time when we have defunded police all across the country, when we have enacted zero bail for recidivists and let people out on the street again and again to commit new crimes, and we've elected a cadre of prosecutors all around the country who take pride in not prosecuting what they call petty crimes, and basically turning people loose, even if they are arrested. And you can't do those things in a country and not have that affect the behavior of criminals and increase criminal activity. And we're seeing it from in city after city all across the country. And it has nothing to do with our gun law.
I'm convinced that we could make more money, Dan, if we moved to San Francisco and just hit the Walgreens two or three different times a day, only stole $949.99 at a clip.
Would be trash bags.
That trash bags, and we might want to we might want to tech up and get our own shopping carts. We could just roll right in, roll right out. I could be pushing it, you could be adding things up. We could make a fortune. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
TheTruthAboutGuns.com, all of this right off the front page of The Truth About Guns, except for some of the embellishments that I come up with, which nobody sees fit to print. Thank you. Coming up next, hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.